This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
I think the biggest part is just learning people, learning their strengths, learning how they give evidence and how they need to hear evidence. You know, I think so much of this conversation, how conversations break down, is people just don't communicate well with each other. And I think after a year, I kind of understand, hey, when this person's saying this, what do they really mean? And how do I, if I don't have the same opinion or same view, how do I say it in a way that respects what they said, but also maybe see them, show them through a different light?
Yeah.
So that's been a great dynamic this past year, and I've tried to grow, and I'll keep growing, and that'll help us get better as a group.
There he is, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, explaining how he eats difficult conversations for breakfast on Vikings.com.
Sounds to me like he spent a year in our fine state and has perfected it. The art of passive aggressiveness, like the rest of us.
Yeah. So, you know, I usually just, just kind of fake nice to get through the conversation. Adam thinks that he's a number one receiver. We don't see it through that light. And we just kind of agree to disagree.
Oh, God. We totally get you. Adam, we totally love what you're saying and we love what you've done. But unfortunately, it's not going to work out.
I love how he says, we try to, I can't remember exactly the way he phrased it, but, you know, we try to use evidence, I think is the word he used. So, Adam, here is some evidence that you can't break away from man coverage anymore compared to a few years ago. And here's some evidence that we cannot pay you $20 million to the salary cap and field a competitive team. So, it was Kwesi on Vikings.com. Little bonus episode of Purple Daily for you today. We also have reckless draft speculation with our guy, Thor Nystrom. So a packed Tuesday on Purple Daily, presented by TCL, now an official partner of the National Football League. Redefine creativity with the TCL 30V 5G smartphone. Enjoy blazing fast 5G speed, an AI-powered 50-megapixel triple camera system. Hoorah!
Football.
Ultra-realistic, true-to-life visuals powered by Next Vision and booming sound from the dual speakers. Learn more at TCL.com. So little reckless speculation Thursday on a Tuesday for you guys here. Full disclosure, no other sports book has the Vikings high on the Lamar Jackson list. But yesterday, bookies.com came firing with an updated list of Lamar Jackson odds. Okay. So this is the most optimistic any sports book is, or any even like sports book entertainment platform, whatever you want to classify it as. This is the most optimistic we've seen a Lamar Jackson Vikings tie in here. Okay. Want to get your thoughts on this. The Titans are now the favorite after Lamar Jackson requested a trade. He said it was actually a month ago before they tagged me. I asked to be traded. Titans, 20% implied odds. Vikings, 18% implied odds. So second favorite, according to bookies.com. Ravens are now from first down to third at 16.7%, tied with the Patriots, just ahead of the Colts, Falcons, Lions, and then the field is 18%. So again, DraftKings doesn't have the Vikings this high on the list. I've seen a couple others that don't have the Vikings this high on the list. But what are your thoughts that we have Bookies.com now? Adam Thompson, the odds maker for Bookies.com, says, watch out for the Vikings.
I guess my question is this. What does he know possibly, or is he going off the fact that the Vikings are just making it very clear that a separation with Kirk Cousins after 2023 certainly is their goal, which very well might be it.
Yeah.
Again, the more I think about this, and do I think that the Vikings have sniffed around? Yes, I think a ton of teams have. So that doesn't make it unusual. But the more I think about this, if you're going to go in the direction that the Vikings clearly want to, do you really want to, again, pay a quarterback what this is going to take? And if you do that, you're basically in the same box. And here's the one thing I've been thinking about, too, more and more. You know, Lamar Jackson, I think we all would agree, is a more talented human being than Kirk is. Kirk does some things very well, but I mean, Jackson has he's got more tools in his toolbox of quarterbacking than Kirk does, and that's just a fact. But the more I think about this, okay, if you're going to go away from Kirk and go to a guy who you're going to pay more to, probably, are you going to go to a guy who has had recently injury problems? Because that's the one thing, you know, for and we've certainly talked about this in depth on the show, but I think it's worth pointing out, no matter what your frustration is with Kirk Cousins, this is a guy who starts and plays games. I mean, this is a guy who it's really a remarkable run. But for the most part, aside from like COVID, this is a guy who doesn't miss games because something's wrong with him. And so, like, if you're going to pay Lamar Jackson what the going rate is going to be, and let's just say it's around what Deshaun Watson got, which is a crippling amount. Like, you can move that around, but that is a crippling amount. Are you going to do it for a guy who you have questions about because how he plays? And I don't think he can – I don't think you can coach him out of how he plays, Jackson.
Well, I don't know if you'd want to.
Right, but that's my point is, like, okay, be more careful. What does that mean, right? Like, don't get hit there. Okay, that's not how he plays. So the point is, I don't know that there's a workaround for what has ailed Lamar Jackson. It's what makes him good. Unfortunately, it's what makes him miss time. I just have, with Kwesi being, as we saw at the outset of this show, gentlemen, such a logical person. So, you know, a person who goes through risk and reward, I'm sure, every single day. I don't know that the risk of the contract with what Lamar Jackson wants is going to pay off with the reward if you're thinking about it from a common sense standpoint.
I will present to you guys six scenarios. I think I gave you three scenarios yesterday and put a poll out. I have six scenarios I want you to sort of parse through here in a second, but I want to go back to sort of the beginning of the discussion because you said you're, I don't think you said you're pretty sure. You're just sort of speculating. I'm sure the Vikings have sniffed around, right? Like, you know, they probably had internal discussions.
Yes.
And it's not even necessarily comparing Lamar Jackson to Kirk because there's like an 8-year age gap. You'd be comparing Lamar Jackson to other options, future of the Vikings quarterback position options. But how would you even sniff around? Like, outside of just an internal discussion, right? At some point, it would be helpful if you could, you know, you're exploring all options for, you got a 35-year-old starting quarterback on your hands who's going to be a free agent. You don't want to break the bank and pay him. So you're doing your due diligence. They obviously met with Will Levis and Anthony Richardson and other quarterbacks at the combine. There's steam that they really like some of these guys. They might like Hendon Hooker. So they're clearly doing their due diligence and research on life after Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
How would you do that due diligence with Lamar Jackson without burning the Cousins bridge to the, because you don't want to, like, it's one thing to go and meet with Will Levis at the combine. You can frame that as, oh, it's just standard procedure. And even if you draft him, it's kind of like, listen, Kirk, he's going to sit for a year. You know, Lamar Jackson would be replacing Kirk Cousins this year, right? But you can't pick up he doesn't have an agent. Like, how would you even, like, back channel a conversation? You're going to call his mom? You're going to call his business associate that there was a memo sent around the league saying don't interact with this guy?
There was a reason why that got sent out, though. So, like, there were teams that clearly probably inquired. I mean, I think you're going to find out exactly what he wants, right? Because, like, there's reports out there, but you're not going to trust that if you're a team. And you'll probably call Baltimore, too, and say, if we worked out a trade instead of, you know, instead of just handing you two first-round picks, what would that trade be? So I think there's ways to establish what the financial ask is. Because didn't Jackson try and say, whoa, I'm not asking for all guaranteed money. And then there were reports, yes, he is. He wants the Deshaun Watson contract. So I think there's ways to find out exactly what his asking price is going to be without it becoming a huge deal.
But you can't, but the minute it leaks, it is a huge deal. That's the thing. Like, I would trust maybe I would trust an agent more than like him or his mom, right? Like, if you knew that you were dealing with a professional, hey, listen, if your client wants us as a landing spot, this conversation never happened. This cannot leak, because if it doesn't come to fruition, we don't want a Falcons situation where, the Falcons are better off without Matt Ryan, but like, by merely talking to Deshaun Watson and his agent, you burn the bridge with Matt Ryan and you wind up with neither of them. And now, and the Falcons would probably say, well, at least we ripped the Band-Aid off and now we're like, you know, now we're going to get Anthony Richardson when we trade into the top five or something.
You bring up an interesting point, but here's part of this that I think we probably discount too much, and it probably has a profound effect on how Kirk feels about his current employer regardless. They have basically told him in two or three cases since the season came to an end, yeah, we're good. So, like, if you're thinking, well, you know, if he finds out Lamar Jackson has been contacted, that's the final straw. You know, it sounds like the Cousins camp has been flustered by, no, we're good. Because the Vikings to date, including Kwesi last March, have bent over backwards to give Kirk everything he wants. So I think it would be silly to think that privately there isn't some type of disconnect and probably some type of frustration there. So the Vikings might just say, dude, we're doing business here, man. Like, they clearly have turned a page from, hey, last March, you know, everything is cookies and ice cream. Hey, welcome to Club Viking. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a fun summer, right? And now let's play football, too. We're going to make some hard changes here. I don't know, despite what Kwesi said again, I sense things have taken a definite turn on how they're approaching players, too.
I think in the order of operations, too, if you're serious about getting Lamar, wouldn't you flip Cousins first? Wouldn't you just flip Kirk Cousins for whatever it is, for a second or third round pick? Cross your fingers that you're getting Lamar Jackson and then go in. And if that doesn't work, then you draft a quarterback early in round
one. Why would you do it that way? Explain.
So if you're going to burn the bridge with Kirk Cousins, right, you're worried about the report leaking that you're interested in Lamar Jackson. You have now already said that you're not going to extend Kirk Cousins. If you're worried about hurting Kirk Cousins' feelings and his camp is clearly wanting an extension but isn't getting what they want, then I would trade Kirk Cousins right away. Then use the capital to get Lamar Jackson. And if that doesn't work out, you take Will Levis or you use the draft capital you're going to use for Lamar Jackson to get your quarterback in the draft this year.
The issue with that is that, one, Kirk can screw you, block any trade he wants. You gave him that control. The other thing is, again, why would they trade? See, they see Cousins as a commodity that they want for 23, possibly. Yes, the Vikings do. Why would the Vikings trade him now? They are dealing with people now, and I absolutely love this. They are dealing with them as pieces of their puzzle. Kirk Cousins can say, yeah, I am really pissed off. But guess what? If he's here, he's here. Now, is he going to tank? No, he's not. So I like there's a methodical nature to what the Vikings are doing that I really, really like. And it is within their right to explore every possibility to replace a quarterback who's going to be paid very well. Well, he's going to be paid well for a while, but he's going to be paid very well for the final season of his contract here. So, like, why would they trade their quarterback now? The way that they see this is we're in a position of control. And if they try and trade Kirk and he says no, then it blows up.
Well, I partially side with Declan here in that, and I've said this for 2 months since the season ended. I said, okay, one of the first big things you have to figure out is Kirk Cousins is going into last year of his contract. He's going to want some security and extension, okay? If both sides agree, cool. All right, yep, let's sign up for two or three more years of this. All right, well, I guess that decides it. Not what I would do, but it decides it.
Right.
If one side or the other decides, I don't know. I think maybe we should just let this thing play out. Especially if the Vikings decide, I think we should just let this thing play out. And now your choices are Kirk Cousins' last year of his contract. It's just like put Lamar Jackson aside for a second. Just the Kirk Cousins aspect of this. If it's play the last year of your contract out or go to John Lynch, we keep bringing up, you know, we're contractually obligated on Purple Daily to bring up the Kirk Cousins San Francisco trade scenario every single week until it happens or until everyone's out of the league, right? John Lynch just came out yesterday and said, the last pick in the draft that played six games in a tricked up Kyle Shanahan system and had Tommy John surgery may or may not be back for week one of the 2023 season. That's our starting quarterback. He deserves a chance to reclaim his job. They basically just cast Trey Lance aside. Garoppolo's gone with the Raiders. This is a team that's ready to win the Super Bowl. Do you really believe the 49ers are hitching a Super Bowl or bust season to the last pick in the draft that played well in a tricked up system who tore his UCL and is having Tommy John surgery? Like, I would call their bluff, but here's the thing. They don't have to make a trade before this draft. The Niners could drag you into training camp before you make that trade. So it's a long play either way you look at it.
Did you guys see the alumni picture that was taken in Phoenix at the meetings yesterday?
The alumni picture?
The alumni, the San Francisco 49ers alumni picture.
The mobile, yeah.
Kwesi was about, so it's like Mike McDaniel, Kwesi Dofamensa. It's all the guys that worked for the 49ers who now like have GM jobs or head coaching jobs.
Yeah.
And Kwesi was about two seats down from his friend John Lynch. If you guys don't think that
they're passing notes back and forth,
eh? these guys probably talk just to bounce, or Kwesi probably calls Lynch. My guess is Kwesi calls Lynch more than we think because he wants to bounce things off him. He clearly trusts some people. I'm not saying he gives them proprietary information, but the point being is if we don't think that there have been, you know, discussions about what would this take, how much would you want Kirk? And the reality is probably this. The 49ers are the only team that Kirk would go to. I'm guessing he would waive his no trade.
It's a clear upgrade for him. It'd be a great scenario for him, right? And they might even give him another year on the contract.
Absolutely. But behind the scenes, my point is the Vikings are smart enough to grease things for this and have this already percolating. That's the thing is there's no need to like trade Kirk right now proactively. What you do is you proactively have, because these teams like the Vikings, and I like this, they're setting up basically trapdoors, right? Trapdoor one, trapdoor two, trapdoor three. Mm-hmm. You don't know where it's going to go. They might get their quarterback. They might trade up to 10th like the mock draft that you had yesterday, Phil. And Will Levis is a Viking. And bingo, things change drastically.
And they won't know if that's even a scenario that's plausible until draft night. Right.
But that's my point about the trapdoors. You don't know yet. And so what the Vikings are doing to me is incredibly smart. There's no rush here, but you need to have everything planned out and not pull the trigger prematurely. Because if Kirk does come back and starts, okay. You know, certainly as we saw last season, not the worst thing.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Okay, I want to give you six scenarios for you guys to choose from or rank or whatever here.
Reckless speculation.
All right, six recklessly speculative Vikings quarterback scenarios here, presented by our friends over at Federated Mutual Insurance Company. Federated, you know, talk about the Vikings looking out for their future, looking on the horizon. Federated provides a navigating, guiding hand for business owners going back to 1904. They're based in Owatonna, Minnesota, but they help companies and business leaders all around the country. You can go to their website to find out various historical data points and resources that your business can lean on. Some of the best people in the industry, federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours. And a shout out to our friends at Livia, helping Purple Daily listeners lose weight for the past two seasons, Judd.
Yes, decisions can be tough, but this one is very, very simple. It's the end of a long winter, and if you've looked in the mirror or stepped on the scale and said, you know what, for summer, I want to drop weight, and I want to fit into all of those summertime clothes that right now I don't. It's this simple. Livia Weight Control Centers, because they are not going to only help you take off the weight like they did with me, but they're going to help you keep that weight off, and that's the most important thing. And if you join right now, your first 8 weeks are free. That's right. Your first 8 weeks are free. So your ticket to weight loss is that simple. 855-GO-LIVEA, Livia.com. L-I-V-E-A, Livia.com is going to get you where you want to be for the summer.
Okay, so we have like 10 minutes until Judd has to go on the Tom Bernard Show to make his Tuesday appearance. So here are six scenarios for you guys. Future of the Vikings quarterback position. And if you sense that there's more than six, I feel like these are kind of the six scenarios. So tell me which ones are the most appealing. Number one, you could trade, unless you could come up with some other deal with the Ravens. If you sign Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet, you would give the Ravens two first round picks and let's say $40 to $50 million, $45, $50 million a year to Lamar Jackson. So two first-round picks, a lot of money to Lamar. You could – some people were kind of confused about this yesterday. Like, well, it's not going to take two first-round picks to get Levis. Yes, it will, unless he falls. If you want Levis in the top 10 or any – C.J. Stroud, whoever, right? Whoever would fall toward the back of the top 10, you're going to give up your first-round pick this year right. in a swap.
Right.
So, well, and by that I mean you're going to use a first-round pick on the quarterback that you're drafting and a 2024 first-round pick to move up. So let's say two first-round picks for a Will Levis or whichever quarterback may fall to like 9 or 10. Uh-huh. Might not happen. You could stand pat in the draft and reach for Hendon Hooker late in the first round or trade back and maybe grab him in the second round or something. You could trade Kirk Cousins to San Francisco, provided he waives his no-trade clause, for Trey Lance and a mid-round pick. Because the Niners have basically said, Brock Purdy's our guy if he comes back. You could wait until next year and use, because you're going to be competitive, and it looks like Caleb Williams and Drake May are going to be the first two picks next year. Yeah. So you could wait till next year and use, let's say, three first-round picks to move up. Your pick swap in the first round plus your 2025 and 2026 first-round picks to go from like 20th or 18th all the way up to second, right? Or you could just take Kirk up on his offer to play for a discount, quote-unquote, and sign him through 2025 into his age 37 season. Six scenarios for the future of the Vikings quarterback position.
Interesting. I will say this. We're going to tape a bonus scoop with Dugues today. And I got a text from him last night, and we will lead the show with this. He said there was some truth to the Cousins report.
Speculation.
But not complete truth. So the whole discount thing. Bonus scoops should help spell that out. Some legitimacy, but perhaps not across the board. So
Okay.
So I don't think taking him up on that is probably an option.
You're saying that he wouldn't play for less than Daniel Jones potentially.
I'm saying Doogie said there's some truth to that report, but it's not. But there's more to it than that, and so it doesn't sound like it was as Vikings friendly as the report came out for Kirk Cousins. So. Yeah. So anyway, the Trey Lance thing, I think probably intrigues him because you get a free look for a while, but you don't get the 5 years of control.
You don't give up a first round pick. So you could still draft a quarterback in the first round next year if you wanted to.
I think I'm not saying I love that one. Like, I'm not saying that's a slam dunk going to work. But that one might be pretty damn intriguing to get a look-see at a guy that you don't have to give up a first-round pick for. And while you don't get the 5 years of control, you also don't inherit a contract that is going to spiral out of control immediately, which if you're the Vikings, has to be somewhat attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I like the trade to Kirk to San Francisco route as well. I'm out on the extension, whether that's true or not true or whatever the caveats are. I'm out on waiting until 2024. Like, if you really like one of these guys, then go get one. And also, you don't know where you're going to be next year. You could be bad, or I don't know. Maybe the Vikings are really good again, and they win 13 games, and they're in the same position they are this year where they're picking 23rd. Doesn't mean they can't move up again, but it would be more difficult, right, if you're at the later part of the draft than it is to move up.
Mm-hmm.
Hendon Hooker, I mean, if the Vikings traded back from 23, picked up an additional day two pick in round two, okay. Like, I can see that happening. I'm not reaching for him, though, at 23. There's no situation where I would be satisfied or happy, I should say, if they drafted Hendon Hooker at 23.
It feels like sort of the most conservative approach of all six of these options. You'd be like, okay, we're going to take a little bit of a flyer on a 25-year-old who played in a tricked-up spread system and see if we can make it work when he's 26 years old, right?
And as much as Lamar Jackson is an upgrade over Kirk Cousins. I think that is clear. But the two first-round picks, his contract, JJ's contract, Darisaw's contract, I don't know in the Rob Brzezinski salary cap puzzle that they'd have to figure out with all those three players I just listed, how you pay all three of those guys. So as much as in a fantasy world, with salary cap mode off on Madden 24, I love that idea. That's the first one, but I just don't know if it's feasible. And I still need to be convinced on the Will Levis of the world or the rookie quarterback to do the two first-round picks to go up to 10 or wherever the spot is to get the rookie quarterback.
Yeah, and the reason why, for people wondering, what are you guys obsessed with Will Levis? No, the reason why we're using Will Levis is because he is the fourth quarterback, according to a lot of these mocks. Like, he's first round, but he's the one that's most likely to fall into your range to trade up. So, I mean, if you think that one of the other quarterbacks might fall, like if Anthony Richardson falls, I think this scenario also applies, that they may be interested in trading up. But no, we are not obsessed with Will Levis. We're just using him as an example of.
But the Vikings might be.
They met with him. They made him hold a football, for God's sakes, while meeting with him for 15 minutes of the combine.
There's buzz.
Yes.
The Buzz Factory alive and well on Will Levis.
So my first choice, and it's the riskiest, because I don't think this choice is available to you, but I would trade multiple future first round picks to get Caleb Williams or Drake May in 2024. But if those guys are number one and number two, I don't know that they're going to. Now, if you get a situation like this year where a team like the Bears has the worst record and they already have their quarterback of the future, then it opens up. But if there's two quarterback desperate teams drafting one and two next year, you will not have the option of moving up to number two to get one of those guys. Yes. And like Declan said, if you're, let's say you finish with 11 wins or something, or 9 wins, and you're 18th, you're 20th, you're going to have to move up 19 spots to get one of those guys.
Yep.
That's multiple future first round picks. But I think those are the best of the young quarterback options, including this year's draft. But I just don't know that you're going to be able to do that. So I think I would say, man, I think of all these options, trading Kirk to San Francisco for Trey Lance in a mid-round pick, take a look at Trey Lance and then reevaluate in the 2024 draft. That's probably because you're not giving up a first round pick. You're getting 3 years of team control on a young quarterback with upside. You know, I think that would make the most sense. I am not signing a 3-year extension on a quote unquote discount for Cousins, because the discount isn't really that big of a discount. I'll play for less than Daniel Jones. Okay. Well, so you'll play for $38 million. I'm sorry. I can't, like, there's too many holes on this roster. If Kirk has any trade value, I'd like to leverage it right now. And then my second option would be trading a future first round pick to move up if one of these four quarterbacks falls toward the back end of the top 10. So curious to hear what the audience thinks. Those six scenarios, what are your favorite three? What's a non-starter for you? Hit us up in the YouTube comment section and let us know. The Hendon Hooker thing, like, it just, I don't know. I got some research for you guys. Maybe we can do this week sometime. But, God, once you get outside the first round, I know, like, there's all these intriguing guys, right? There's always a Hendon Hooker or, you know, somebody with a big arm, that a Malik Willis or somebody. But basically, once you get outside the first round, good luck finding a guy that's going to be a multi-year starting quarterback for you.
And I actually think that he might go in the very back end of the first round, just to give teams, develop the fifth-year option. Yeah, because. Yeah. Because that becomes the key then.
Yeah, that can make sense. Of course, you know, he'll be 47 years old by the time the fifth-year option kicks in, so kind of depends. Like, do you want him to be out there a little walker?
I mean, Tom Brady played till,
That's true, and Tom Brady also 45. Tore his knee early in his career.
Yeah, so he's the exact same guy.
Pretty much the same guy. So, all right, there's your bonus speculative episode of Purple Daily here. Daily Vikings entertainment speculation, 365 days a year. The season ends, we pick up and sprint, actually, during these months. So, and we hope to have news, official news, on the second annual Purple Daily Draft Party, which will be held April 27th. And we'll give you more information, hopefully, here before the end of the week. Mackie, Judd, Declan, we'll see you guys on the Reckless Draft Speculation episode later today.